legal process. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Hurricane Ian may have left Florida, but the state is still reeling. Governor Ron DeSantis says people are still being taken to safety.
We've now had more than 2,300 rescues, and our urban search and rescue teams with more than 1,000 personnel have gone door to door to 79,000 structures to check on occupants.
And DeSantis says crews are working to bring back power. At the height of the storm, more than 2 million people were without electricity. More than 100 people have died in the hurricane. Lawyers for former President Trump have asked the Supreme Court to step into the legal fight over the classified documents seized during an FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago home, asking the high court to overturn a lower court ruling and permit an independent arbiter to review the documents. Last month, an appeals court limited the review to the non-classified documents. The trial of former Trump aide Steve Bannon on charges he defrauded donors for a border wall may not happen until next year. Elon Musk has offered to go forward with a proposal to buy Twitter for $44 billion.
The move is unexpected and could now allow the two sides to avoid a high-stakes trial, which is slated to begin soon. The billionaire's lawyers communicated the proposal to Twitter's lawyers and filed a letter confidentially with the Delaware Chancery Court ahead of an emergency hearing on the matter. If Twitter accepts the proposal, the two sides will not have to follow through on a five-day non-jury trial, but there are no guarantees that a deal will be reached, so a trial could still happen.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. At the close, Twitter shares were 22% higher, their biggest gain since April 4th, when Musk disclosed a huge stake in the company. Wall Street stocks rose sharply, gaining back some of last week's losses. The Dow plus 825, the Nasdaq gained 360, the S&P added 112. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Authorities in California are searching for a family and the man they say abducted them.
Among those taken is 8-month-old Aruhi Dairy, her mother, Jasleen Kaur, and father, Jasdeep Singh, as well as her uncle, Amandeep Singh, all abducted from a business in Merced in Central California. Now, police are urgently trying to find the kidnapper, and they say he is armed and quite clearly dangerous. It's not clear to us at this point whether police believe the man was alone or had accomplices.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Police say they don't know of any motive behind the kidnapping. Police in Lincoln, Nebraska have arrested a 15-year-old girl and her 16-year-old boyfriend in the stabbing death of the girl's father. Police say they don't yet have a motive for that crime. Reaction coming in to the death of country music legend Loretta Lynn.
Born a coal miner's daughter, Loretta Lynn's seven-decade career broke down barriers for women in country music.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to this city.
Leanne Rimes tweeting in part, "What a life, what an icon, what a trailblazer, what a beautiful soul. May she rest peacefully with the angels. My heart is with her family and friends." Carly Pierce calling her one of the greatest there ever will be, tweeting, "I'll be singing Dear Miss Loretta with a little extra love tonight," adding, "Now she really is a honky-tonk angel." Her family says she passed away peacefully in her sleep at her Tennessee home. Loretta Lynn was 90 years old. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Tennis superstar Naomi Osaka has a deal with publisher HarperCollins for a children's picture book. The book, titled The Way Champs Play, is based on her organization's Play Academy, which provides grants and training for community sports organizations. The book is due out in December. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.